Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad Blessed on it, Dustin LLC. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. One of the best things that we try to do is come to you when there is a message to be released or we need to follow up on some things that we have said. And I always seem to be following up on a lot of things that have been said, especially when it comes down to visions and dreams. It is important that I let you know that we're all over. We're either on iTunes or we're on Spotify. We're definitely here on Anchor. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in or for being so and for being so supportive of our basically, you know, what we're doing here at the podcast. So my goal, as usual, is to be able to say to all of you that I know exactly what the situation has been, why it has been that way, and, you know, really what it means for all of us. And visions and dreams, you know, this podcast has really been, we've been developing and cultivating and molding this podcast into more because of the changes that happened in my life. Basically, I don't share anything with you that I cannot give you my experience. I can't say to you, oh, this, that, and the other can happen if I cannot give you my experience. And so my experience in understanding visions and dreams, oh my gosh, always changes depending on what the Lord shows me. So this here, revelation, reflection, and insight is basically going to prepare you, help to prepare you for whatever is coming next, especially considering the recent election, the racial inequality we have going on, funding or defunding the police, all of those different things. And so when you consider life circumstances, here it is. So recently I've had an experience, a few experiences, you know, where I've had to do what we all say do, especially in ministry, is repent. And I've had to repent, because something in my heart makes me feel as if, you know, I missed the mark on some things. And when I say to Jesus, okay, Lord, I don't know what I've done wrong, but let me repent. You know, we're supposed to die to flesh daily. And that's just it. That's just what we're supposed to do. Die to flesh daily. We should repent often. And when we repent often, we're basically saying, you know what, I might have sinned. And I don't know it, or I did sin, I know I sinned, and this is what I need to do, Lord, please forgive me. You know, we have to do those things, and in all way, shape, form, and honesty, let me just be one of the people to actually share with you that if you don't repent and you've sinned in any kind of way, you know what, just stop right now and just repent. Pause this podcast and just, you know, repent and say, Lord, forgive me for anything I've done that I don't know I've done. And so, take a pause for the pause. Now that we've done that, listen, I've had to repent. And in my repenting, I've had to say, Jesus, I know that I'm behind on everything you want me to do. I know I am. So let me repent again. And so in those experiences, when you say that, when I've said that, the Lord has shown me, okay, let me take you to the continuation, or let me take you back to what I was trying to tell you before. Let me show you. And so God has shown me the things regarding time and, you know, how it's where I'm at in those things regarding time. And God has shown me that I'm not as behind as I think I am. I just got a little flustered with who I am and then tried to diminish all that I am. I wish I could say that again. I might not be able to say that again. So just, you know, hit replay on that, because that's powerful even for me. I can't repeat that. I don't Yeah, that's powerful. So, when it comes down to time, and I've said this to you guys before, you know, I know the Lord shares some things with us, and, you know, I've shared some things with you guys, and I've been like, you know what, I know time travel, according to the rest of the world, you know, I know time travel is not real. I know it's, I know the people have told us that time travel is not real. I don't know if I can even altogether agree with any of that, because sometimes we want to see things metaphorically instead of actually, because if we were to see it actually, then we would have to say, okay, wait a minute, time travel might be real. Right. And so, I know that I say this often enough that we're just going to say some form of time, something is real. Okay. So then there's that some form of time, something is real. And when God has shown me these different aspects and variables regarding time, I have had to say, you know what? I can't keep doing the same old things that I've done because it can't be what I do. That I can repeat. The things I've done can't be what I do. And so when you consider all of that, there's sometimes you just can't talk to everybody, you can't speak to everybody, you can't share with everybody, you just cannot release various things to everybody, because people will start thinking that you're crazy. And that's probably why I'm not getting enough listeners here on the podcast, is because some of you probably think I'm crazy. But if all facts are what they are, and I mean all the spiritual facts, if they are what they are, you can go in the Bible and find some things that will just make you think that, okay, wait a minute, time travel may be real. Various things regarding time are probably real. And I think we need to stop acting like we cannot pursue this because it isn't spoken enough. We talk about the Bible. We talk about, you know, Jesus dying for our sins. We talk about the fish, the loaves. We talk about water into wine. We talk about all those different things. But we don't talk about the things that make us go, do we want to talk about Isaiah and Moses showing up on the side of the hill and they were dead, had been dead 400 plus years? No? Okay. So we'll talk about that another time. Why is that important to everything that's going on now regarding the election, regarding racial inequality and all of that? Everything is regarding time. There's a time for everything. There's a season and a time for everything, right? So everything is circled around time. How is that important? It's how we apply it to our lives and how we utilize it in whatever is going on in and around our lives. What I'm saying to you is that if right now it's 5:30, wherever, okay, and you know in an hour you have to be somewhere, if you're not headed in that direction anytime between 5:30 and 6:15, you're going to be late or you're not going to make it. When I just did a live on one of my social media pages, and I talked about being watchful of backups, and being watchful of backups also has a lot to do with time. If you are not paying attention to what is going on around you, what's going to happen? You're going to be behind, late, or out of sync with time. How is that important? If you're paying attention to the things going on around you, you know that you're looking at not only what's in your immediate vicinity or your immediate, you know, circle and around, but you're also looking at what's coming up. You're also looking at what's near, in front of you, what you could be, what you're going in the direction of, what the future looks like. And what I mean by the future is basically an hour, you know, not so much 3 or 4 months down the line, but it could be an hour from now, 24 hours from now, 48 hours from now, it's coming up. And so your mindset regarding time has to be more so than what's going to happen soon to what could be the possibilities and probabilities. What does that have to do with visions and dreams? Well, God's going to show you something in a vision. God's going to show you something in a dream. You have to be ready for whatever that is and be able to, again, apply that in your life, in and around your life, regardless of what you think that may be. Now listen to me say that again. In your life, regardless of what you think that may be. And so what ended up happening to me, even regarding time, was also not only regarding time, let me say this differently, was not only regarding time, but also placement. Not only regarding time, but also regarding placement. Now, this is a little personal. I don't know if you'll understand what I'm saying, but so for me, you know, I know who I am in the Lord. I know what. Things are spiritually or not. I know what the understanding is. I know what, you know, what God tries to say to me. I know what he does. No, I know what he says to me, not what he tries to say, but I know what he says to me. And so because I know, I understand, you know, on different things. So when he shows me something and it throws me for a loop, the only reason why it throws me for a loop is because sometimes I don't get, I misinterpret who I am. I always downgrade myself. I always make myself lower than where I should be. And I don't know why I do that, because I don't have to. So God showed me in a dream. Again, it has to do with time, but it also has to do with leadership. God showed me in a dream where myself and a few other people were basically crossing realms. And it was something that had to happen. And it was like me and a team of people. And it was something that had to happen regardless of whatever was going on in this present realm, let's just say where we are right now. And I was like, okay, I gotta move on. I gotta go do this. This is my part of my assignment. But I also know what he was showing me as a leadership, especially in spiritual leadership, was that there were going to be people that he was going to put in place to go with me. Hear me say this. When God shows you something of that magnitude, you have to be able to understand that no matter what people might think about you, when God places you in a position to do more, he's going to give you a team of people to help you go further. Now, you are the only one that can say yay or nay to that, because that's what God is saying for you to do. He wants to hear your yes. And he wants to hear your yes. He wants to know that you're going to do this. He wants to know that, hey, you're going to be obedient to what I'm calling you to do. You're the one who says, okay, yeah, I will. You're the one who says, no, I won't. When you say no, you won't, we already know what that is. We don't have to go through that whole spiritual connotation of what that actually means. But what I want to say to you is, when you say yes, it doesn't always end up being really easy. It's always purposeful, but it's not always easy. And so, again, looking at time, looking at leadership, well, you know what the spirituality means on the leadership end, and exactly where you're going and what that means for you, it comes down to everything that you're doing right now. Okay, so let me add this. What does that have to do with anything happening right now? It has to do with us moving into a different direction after this election. Now, it doesn't even matter who wins the election. What matters is how we respond to this and where we're going as we move into a different direction. Now, this could have been a whole analogy in this dream. It just, you know, figurative, and it wasn't actual, but just, you know, just symbolism of what could happen as we go into this new year, this new administration for our presidential election, whether it's new or old, whoever wins. And, you know, what happened? What's going to happen to Black people? What's going to happen to brown people? What's going to happen to people who love those people? What's going to happen to people who don't have jobs? What's going to happen to people who are being evicted or foreclosed on or anything like that? What's going to happen? And actually, with what's going to happen, we have to be ready for that. God may move some people out of the way so that they don't have to be a part of that. Doesn't mean that you're actually going to a whole nother realm. What it means is that God is going to move you from the place you're in to a different place that you do not have to be a part of that. Now, I'm going to do a part two of this because it's necessary. Now, I'm looking at everything that I've done today, that everything is probably going to be a part two. And because everything is going to be a part two, that's just, you know, where we are. You know, it's a lot of information to get out. And I don't like to be here long with you guys because I know what that's like. But here's also what I want to say. We are who we are. And it's hard to take the spiritual and blend it with the natural, but everything is spiritual. No matter what, God is in control of all of this, whether it's good or bad or uncomfortable, God is in control. And if you can recognize that, you can say, you know what, I'm going to deal with whatever God gives me to deal with, because at this point in my life, I have no other choices. There's that. God bless.